Giovanna's heart leapt every time the door to her father's tailor shop opened. It was only 6 months ago that she, her father, and Faustina had returned from Saluzzo, where they'd spent most of the war. In the autumn of 1942, after a bomb blew out the windows in their shop and in their home above it, her father had boarded up the windows, taken what he could, and brought them all to the farmhouse his parents shared with his brother Enzo and his family in the mountain town where he was born. When they came back to Genoa nearly 3 years later, they weren't sure they'd be able to open the shop again. The boards across the windows had been splintered, the floor covered in dirt and debris. Bombs had rained down on the city while they were away. As they had stood staring at the shattered wood and chunks of glass and stone, Faustina spotted a half-destroyed piece of paper crumpled under the rubble. It looked like it had been there for years, and bent down to work it free.
"A propaganda leaflet," she'd said, "from the Allied forces. The government in Rome says the war goes on. This is why our bombing goes on."
Faustina shook her head.
"The government in Rome cost us our shop."
"It's not so bad,"
Giovanna had said softly, walking over to her sister and running her fingers across the leaves carved into the counter, which was still standing at the back of the shop. Her fingertips came away, covered in soot and dust. Federico had wrapped an arm around each of his daughters.
"The war is over," he'd said then, kissing first Faustina on the top of her head and then Giovanna. "We are still here."
"Are our customers?"
Faustina had asked.
Federico sighed. "We'll see, won't we?"
And they had seen. Their customers had slowly come back, some looking to have their clothing remade to fit bodies that had become leaner during wartime, some wanting skirts tapered to look fashionable again, some carrying a coat or a dress or a sweater left behind by a loved one, asking Federico if there was anything he could do to keep their memories alive.
"I can help,"
Giovanna told a young mother whose husband had died only 6 months after their child had entered the world. She took the coat the mother brought and turned it into a stuffed rabbit for the little girl, its ears lined with scraps of satin, its face embroidered with gold thread. The whole time she was sewing, Giovanna wished she still had one of her mother's coats. It had been more than 6 years since her mother died. Giovanna had been 14 then. She wished she'd been able to carry a small piece of her mother with her all these years, hold that piece in her arms, keep her close. Giovanna sewed her own longing into that bunny. And now the woman had returned for it.
"One moment,"
Giovanna said to her, ducking behind the curtain into the back room of the tailor shop where her father and her sister were working. She picked the stuffed rabbit off the high shelf where she'd left it to keep it safe.
"That's beautiful, Giovannina," her father said, admiring the rabbit in Giovanna's hands. "Where did you find a pattern for that?"
Giovanna smiled.
"I made one up," she told him.
It was something she'd loved to do. Imagine a dress, a shirt, a jacket, or in this case, a stuffed rabbit, in her mind's eye, and then create it.
"I bet we could sell those," Faustina said, an A-line skirt resting on the sewing machine in front of her. "Do you want me to see if Beto can get some scraps of fabric so you can make more?"
"I can make the pattern for you if you'd like to make them,"
Giovanna said as she headed back into the public part of the shop.
"But I'd rather work on clothing, if that's okay."